today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of our Lord, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. You are with us on Tuesday, 5th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the light of chapter Al-Hashr, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people, that perhaps they will give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is question reflecting all Quranic verses reveals that the Quran is so penetrating that had it been sent down on mountains, they would have trembled. However, it is a source of surprise that man is so stone-hearted that he hears it but is not affected by it. Many a Quran exegete have taken the blessed verse as a simile, maintaining that despite all their firmness, had mountains had intellect and perfection, they would have trembled and rent asunder upon hearing Quranic verses, but some hard-hearted people hear them without being affected in the least.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal-iman.
During this week, we look at our relationship with the Holy Quran. It is made clear that Allah has taught the Quran to us. In the Holy Quran, you can find this concept in chapter 55, verse 2. so that we can know what is the truth and reality of life and the world. Furthermore, we are informed by Allah through the Quran that Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, who sustains the entire order of the universe, has revealed the Quran to you for the benefit of us through the Holy Prophet Muhammad, setting forth the truth. This is in chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. It means it reveals what is the truth of life and shows what is the reality of life. The Quran is the clearest book on the issue of the truth and reality of life and the world. These are the verses of the clear book, chapter 26, verse 2. It is also claimed in the Quran that it is a revelation from the Most Mighty, the Most Compassionate, 36, verse 5. The question here is, should we ignore the Quran on the basis of hear and say, or do we need to study it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. What is our relationship with the Quran? How much time do we spend reading, learning, propagating, and understanding the message of our Creator? We can develop a stronger bond with the Holy Quran by reciting it, listening to it, understanding it, interacting with it, submitting to it, memorizing parts of it, seeking therapy from it, and many, many other ways that we can think and talk about. But how can we make this bond stronger by reciting it? Verily, the one who recites the Quran beautifully, fluently, and precisely, he will be in the company of the noble and obedient angels. And for the one who recites with difficulty, stammering or stumbling through its verses, he might have twice that reward. How often do we recite the Holy Quran? This is a big question that we need to ask from ourselves. By listening to the Holy Quran, so when the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent that you may receive mercy. This is chapter 7, verse 204. Listening to the noble Quran attracts the mercy of Allah and brings contentment of the heart. Listening to its recitation is the perfume of the soul, the calmer of the heart, and the food of the spirit.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
We have a list that it shows the ways to reignite our relationship with the Holy Quran. Today we reach to this one. Don't forget about quality over quantity. Can you, in all honesty, say to yourself that you daily spend at least 5 minutes on learning the meaning and explanation or tafsir of an ayah in the Quran? Many Muslims don't even know the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. If the people knew the sweetness and the benefits in pondering over the Quran when reading it, they would have kept themselves busy with nothing else but reading Quran. For reading and pondering over one verse is better than a khatm or completion of the whole Quran without contemplation nor understanding. It is also more beneficial to the heart, attains iman, and makes one taste the sweetness of the Quran. Ask Allah, the capable, for the will to study and reflect on the meanings of the ayahs, and then for the tawfiq, or ability, to truly experience the sweetness of his book and have this transform your worship, your character, and your relationships, inshallah.
القلب في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
Now, for ending, what is the best thing than Quranic qualities in Imam al-Hussein's character? The newness and freshness of Holy Quran is perpetual, due to which its reciter never tires of its recitation. So is the remembrance of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, the narrations of the events of Karbala and the oppression heaved on him and his progeny neither tires the narrator nor the listener. Reciting, looking, and listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran are acts of devotion. So is the recitation of elegies on Imam al-Hussein. Participating in majalis or gatherings, mournings, trying to mourn, making people weep over his sacrifices, are all acts of worship and entitled for divine rewards.
Recite the Holy Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, in your daily salahs, not just the short chapters. Slowly progress to the longer chapters. Do you know the reward of reciting the Quran while you're standing in salah? In a beautiful hadith, Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, you know what he states? Listen to this. This is fascinating. The Imam says, when you stand in your salah, and you are reciting the words of your Creator, for every letter that you utter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 100 good deeds. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How many letters is that? In Arabic, that's 19 letters. You say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with khushu' in your salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you how many good deeds? Times that by 100. 1,900 hasana just for saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in your salah. This is hadith from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the Holy Quran. Stand on your feet at night and recite the Quran. Many brothers and sisters, they ask me, Sayyid, can you give us some tips to recite the Holy Quran with reflection? There are many tips. But one powerful tip is at night when everyone's asleep, when it's calm. It's now just you and your Lord. Stand on your feet. Close your eyes and picture it's the day of judgment. Ya Allah, I'm standing before you. It's the day of judgment. Then 3-4 verses from the Quran. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Read the Quran thinking it's the day of judgment. Standing on your feet. This will transform your heart. You will see how the Holy Quran will enter your heart if you recite it while standing.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its word. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an nurun wa bayan, Al-Qur'an hadiyul iman, Al-Qur'an miskul khitan. Ya Qur'an, alayka salam.